Okay. So we can continue. What we were doing this morning was just asking all the devotees, what especially attracts you about Krishna? Krishna means all attractive. So we should have some feeling of attraction to Krishna, isn't it? Naturally, our heart should be attracted to Krishna. So, what attracts you about Krishna? Anything, Krishna has unlimited qualities. Any quality that you can particularly think of that attracts your mind and heart.
Devotee, not so favorable who is his devotee, but he likes more who is a devotee of his devotee. So
yeah, that's in the Adi Purana, isn't it? That Krishna says that one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee. One who says he's a devotee of my devotee, I accept as devotee. Mm. So, that was the quote you were thinking of?
Yeah. Seeing myself as unqualified to directly approach Krishna, I feel much safer. Easily accessible through a devotee to approach Krishna.
Ah, so tomorrow we have to celebrate the Vyasa Puja. Today we're thinking of Krishna, and tomorrow we're thinking of Srila Prabhupada. But we can't think of, at least we in the West, can't think of Krishna without Prabhupada. And definitely we can't think of Prabhupada without Krishna. So, we're talking very high things. We're singing these songs of Vrindavan and the gopis longing for Krishna. But we have a long, long, long way to go to reach that platform. But it's possible by the grace of the devotees. You have to be the devotee of the devotee. Especially, we're all running on the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So, anyone else want to offer? What especially? Any particular quality of Krishna? Which pastimes you like? You like him clubbing the demons on the head, stealing the butter? What attracts you? What do you like? Speaking Bhagavad Gita? Dancing on Kaliya's head. That also came up this morning. You like that one, huh? That's Someone beat you to it. You were thinking of dancing on a snake's head. I'd not recommend it for anyone else except Krishna. Anyone else who does it ends up getting bitten. And then you'll be in, at least you can be in the newspaper the next day. Some idiot tried to dance on a snake's head. And the cremation will be at such and such a time. But for Krishna, he does it, and he's not just in the newspaper the next day, but it's going on. 5,000 years later, still glorifying. The newspaper, you read it and throw it away. But we're hearing about Krishna that goes on and on and on and on and on. So you dancing on the head of Kaliya, you can do, but you have to become a gopi first. Have to get a place as a gopi. Then you can join Krishna in dancing on the head of Kaliya. Of course, it's not such a easy thing like becoming a gopi. One has to be fully surrendered to Krishna. Full surrender. No, nothing else. Only Krishna. So, anyone else? What particularly attracts you in Krishna. Any? So. You already said. Your wife, you'd like to say? Krishna sets a good example. Even though he is full of knowledge, he knows everything. He knows if you have a hungry feeling in your stomach, he knows. He knows everything. When you eat, how does it digest? Some doctor could tell us maybe. There's some glands open and some pancreatic. Are you a doctor?
Yeah.
Pancreatic juices?
So many juices.
They all start. Depending on what you eat, it's like supercomputer. Depending what you eat, then different enzymes get released, isn't it? So how does that all go on? It's Krishna's managing it. I don't think they taught you that in medical school, but that's what we learn in Bhagavad Gita. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrita prana pana samayuktav pachamyanam chaturvidham. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that becoming the vaishvanara, the fire of digestion, I digest all the different foods, four different kinds of food. So Krishna knows everything. He doesn't have to study. But nevertheless, he accepts a guru, just to set a good example, that we should all accept a guru. Who is his guru? Sandipani Muni. Has anyone been there to his place of
Ujjain?
Have you been there? Are you from there? You went to Sandipani Ashram. That's the same place that Mahakaleshwar is there in Ujjain.
Yeah.
In Ujjain also. That's more famous for Lord Shiva than for Krishna. So Krishna studied there, and there are 64 arts. So Krishna and Balaram, in 64 days they studied. Normally to take one will take you a whole lifetime. But Krishna just in one day, because anyway he knows it. So the example is given that Krishna is like the ocean of knowledge. And Sandipani Muni is like one cloud that the water from the ocean goes in the cloud and then he gave it again back to the ocean. Which just shows that Srimad Bhagavatam, which was written 5,000 years ago, they knew all these things. They weren't ignorant of all these things. They knew that the rain comes from, rain comes from the cloud and the cloud is evaporating the water from the ocean. So Krishna sets that example of studying from a guru, serving his guru. Even though he's the Supreme Lord, he takes the position of being like an ordinary child, in some ways not so ordinary that he was able to study everything. And he served his guru by taking great trouble, going in the forest to collect wood. And then there was a tremendous storm. And his guru blessed him that, because you took so much trouble for me, whatever you say will remain in human society forever. And that's why Bhagavad Gita is still famous, because of his guru's blessing. Srila Prabhupada comments. So, anyone else? What do you as a doctor find very attractive about Krishna? Do you see? What are you doing? Specialist? Anything?
Anesthesia.
Anesthesia. I see. So, do you see Krishna? Do you see Krishna in your medicine?
Everywhere.
Some doctors told me that they see Krishna, that that we understand that we are an instrument, because sometimes a patient comes in, no hope. And then all the doctors say, no hope. And then after half an hour, he just walks out. And some other patient comes, or not even a patient, and just they have a medical test, everything okay, and then they drop dead. So life is in Krishna's hands. The doctor or anyone else, they can be an instrument in Krishna's hands. So those who have the eyes to see, they can see Krishna everywhere. Your wife must be cooking chapatis, is it?
No.
You can see Krishna in the chapati.
No, I can't.
Well, I'll tell you because... All right, but I'll tell you how you can see, because how is it that some grain, you do it every day, so you think it's normal, but you just take some grain and grind it and mix it with some water and put it on the tawa and it all puffs up like this. Actually, that's magic. And if you put a little bit too much water, it doesn't come out nice. A little bit too little doesn't come out nice. And if the temperature's not right, a little bit too much, then it's all kacha inside. And if it's too slow, well, too slow is not too bad. But too fast is too bad. Everything right, exactly right. But when you make chapatis, you don't even think about it because you're so practiced. Huh? That's Krishna directing you. So now you can see Krishna in your chapati. You have to offer it to Krishna, then take prasadam. It's magic. We just take it as normal. Cooking chapati. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Have you seen those huge, what do you call that? Frying plates? What do you call that? Tawa in English? In English, what do you call it in English?
Griddle.
Skillet.
Griddle.
It's called a griddle. Okay. So, if you go to Amritsar, you'll see huge, and they're cooking like 50 on one time, and all coming out nicely. Who is managing that? It's Krishna. Must be Krishna. So we can see Krishna everywhere. In music, same thing. The pitch just has to be just right. Not too high, not too low. Everything has to be nice. Most people, they can't even notice. If you're trained, you can notice, right? Just not too high, not too low. And then some people, they're gifted by Krishna. They can sing so nicely. They can play musical instruments so nicely. That's all a gift from Krishna. So if you can sing nicely, you can sing for Krishna. I think in the Western world nowadays, no one sings nicely. It's all horrible, what they call music. Does anyone still sing nicely? I mean, even materially. There are some people. Just screaming and some... It sounds like they want to have a headache if they don't already say boom, boom, boom. Sounds like they want to have a headache if they don't already have one. But Krishna is worshipped by beautiful music, beautiful art, beautiful cooking, beautiful people, because Krishna is most beautiful. So everything should be beautiful for Krishna. Beautiful devotee, beautiful personality. Everything about Krishna is very beautiful. Even his killing the asuras, that's also very sweet, everything. Damanam madhuram, even his smashing all the demons. It's very sweet. Everything about Krishna is very sweet. Madhuradipater akilam madhuram. So anyone else, what do you find? You're painting Krishna. So I was just saying art should be very nice art for Krishna.
I was thinking he's a perfect householder.
Perfect householder. Yeah, imagine managing 16,108. You've got to be good. Got to be good to look after. I mean, even to look after one wife is a tough job. I don't know because I didn't marry, but Prabhupada said that. Said even to manage in this Kali Yuga, even to have one wife is great achievement. But if you have 16,108, but Krishna looks after them all. He expands himself into 16,108 forms. So it's not that 16,107 are crying, "Where's my husband?" But they're all satisfied. So you can't do that. Krishna is the ideal householder. Yeah, he looks after his wives, looks after his children. He has plenty of children. How many children does Krishna have? 16,108 times? 11. 10 sons and one daughter by every wife. I can't do that calculation. 11 o'clock at night. 160,000. No, finished. Brain is not working. So he has all nice children. And he respects his parents, looks after his parents, grandfather is there. Even his aunt, that's Kamsa's wife, she got killed by Krishna. He got killed by Krishna, but the wife of Kamsa, Padma, she also looks after her. She's living in Dwaraka. So Krishna's ideal household. He rises early in the morning. Who's going to rise early tomorrow morning? Maybe on the pujari. Usually they don't rise. They just stay up all night. That's what you're supposed to do on Janmashtami, stay up all night. So Krishna rises early in the morning. And everyone should rise early in the morning and meditate on Krishna. So Krishna sets the right example by meditating on himself. Who else could he meditate on? He could meditate on Radha, but wouldn't be popular with his wives in Dwaraka. So he meditates on himself. So everyone should rise in the morning and think of Krishna. Vibhavarishesha aloka provesha nidra chari utho jiva bolo hari hari mukunda murari rama krishna hayagriva. When the moon is set, of course the moon can set at any time of the day and night, but it means the end of the night. Light is beginning to enter. Of course here in Ireland the light can enter at like 8 o'clock in the morning sometimes, isn't it? Isn't it that the sun rises at 8 o'clock in the winter? Even later? Is it? Oh, well, we still have to get up earlier than that. So, when the light is entering, that would be in the tropical regions, depending where you are, about 5 o'clock, or if you're in Mayapur, and 6 o'clock if you're in Dwaraka. The sun rise, then we should rise before Udilo Aruna Purabha Bhagi Dvijamani Gaura Omani Jagai Bhakata Shamaha Loya Shate Gela Nagara Braja. Just before dawn, rise early. So Krishna was doing that. And he gave charity to the brahmanas, He was an ideal householder. So what are the qualities of Krishna? Are we all attracted by? You like that, huh? Is it? You like to see Radha and Krishna on the swing? Is it? You like that? So you're attracted to that. We just had that just a few days ago, that Jhulan Yatra, the swinging festival every day. Next year you have to come before Janmashtami, some days before Janmashtami. Then we have Krishna on the swing, swinging, then you can swing Radha and Krishna. You like to do that? All right, so tell your mother that actually you don't have to wait a whole year, but you can come before that also. But don't miss the swinging festival of Radha and Krishna. You can pull them. And they're swinging in Vrindavan. So that's nice. Krishna's always happy, huh? Swinging, dancing, eating nice food, dressed nicely, nice music, nice friends. So Krishna's always happy. He's inviting us to come to Him and be happy in the spiritual world. You want to go there? All right, you have to chant Hare Krishna every day. Take your beads and chant Hare Krishna. So what else? Anyone else got some thoughts about Krishna? When you see the cows in the field, you think of Krishna. That's good. Krishna is called Gopala, Gopala Krishna. Gopala, Govinda. He's looking after the cows. So we should protect the cows. Unfortunately, Northern Ireland is a major center of... Anyway, let's not talk about it now. Unfortunate for them. They don't know. They're having peace talks between the Protestants and the Catholics, but there'll never be peace because they have this cow-killing culture. There cannot be peace. They're all over the world having peace talks, but they don't know. As long as you're killing your mother, there cannot be peace in people's minds, and then there cannot be peace in the world. So, Krishna is Gopala. In the Christian conception of God, they think that God made the animals for us to eat. Very nasty idea. Very wrong idea. So are you telling all the patients they should be vegetarians, better for health? Even modern Western medicine accepts that, isn't it? They can't promote it too much, but you know, especially if you have heart troubles, high BP and all this kind of thing. Cholesterol. Yeah, much more healthy. I saw recently that actually this milk from Western cows is not, it's the Indian cows is better. Yeah, what is it? Has some? They just discovered that recently. They say it has some bad effect. Actually, I don't think that wouldn't have any bad effect. But because they eat meat, then they get so many bad effects, and then they blame it on the milk. They say cholesterol problem. But if you just stop eating meat, you can drink milk all day. You'll never have any cholesterol problem. And also sedentary lifestyle, all this kind of thing. So, just like previously, people, this cancer and high BP, there was no such thing. Diabetes, it was uncommon. Now it's common. So people need to revise their lifestyle. Live simply, chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna prasadam. So what else? We all feeling attracted to Krishna? Hope so.
Krishna on the battlefield.
Krishna on the battlefield.
Advising Arjuna saying, give up such petty weakness of heart.
Tyaktva hridaya daurbalyam. Kshudram hridaya daurbalyam. Tyaktva tishta parantapa. Yes, really, he's really the best friend of Arjuna, right? Nowadays they said you should have empathetic listening. But Krishna, he didn't. He said, you're a nonsense, you're a fool. And he gave proper instruction to Arjuna. Krishna showed what it means to be a good friend. And you have to be a good friend to take that from someone also. Because generally people, if you call them a fool, then they get all upset. But Krishna was doing it for the sake of enlightening Arjuna. Krishna trusted Arjuna, that Arjuna wouldn't just reject him. Sometimes that happens, that people, they're friends all their life, and then they have a quarrel, and then they hate each other. But Krishna trusted Arjuna that that wouldn't happen, that he could tell him straightforwardly that you're talking nonsense, and that Arjuna, he wouldn't give up their lifelong friendship just on the basis of some one or two words. So Krishna is multifaceted. He's a little boy stealing butter. He's fighting with all the demons. He's giving the best philosophical advice in a short, just. Gita is said to be 700 verses, not exactly 700, but then Krishna himself, how many did he speak? Maybe 600 of those verses. And then all the essence of all spiritual advice, even material advice. Material advice Krishna gives, that one has to control the mind, even materially. One cannot be happy unless one controls the mind. And Krishna advises not to eat too much food and not too little, to be regulated, not too much sleep, not too little. So even materially, Krishna gives the best advice. What to speak of spiritually? So he's multifaceted. So different people may be attracted to Krishna in different ways. Some are attracted to him as a lover, some as a friend, some are attracted to him as a child, some are attracted to him as a philosopher, others are attracted to him as the most principled person, others are attracted to him as the most unprincipled. He's both the most principled and the most unprincipled, both. Unprincipled means, that's not exactly unprincipled, but he can, because his highest principle is to protect his devotees. So he can break his own promise to maintain his devotees' promise. Just like Bhishma Dev, he promised, I'll fight so terribly. Bhishma means terrible. I'll fight so terribly on the next day that either I will kill Arjuna or Krishna will have to protect him. Krishna will have to fight against me. And Krishna had vowed that he won't raise any weapon. So when Bhishma was fighting so terribly against Arjuna that Arjuna was going to be hopeless, then Krishna, he had a choice, either to break his own promise and protect Arjuna, break his promise by taking a weapon against Bhishma, or if he didn't do that, then Bhishma's promise would be broken. So he chose that to protect, by breaking his own promise, he protected both Arjuna and he protected Bhishma also. So in this way, protected him by attacking him. So Krishna, he's the most amazing person. And it's not only on this earth planet that Krishna is praised, but all the demigods, young Brahma, Varunindra, Rudra, Marutas, Dundanti, Divyai, Stavai, all the great demigods, they worship Krishna. So, let us always remember Krishna. Narottama Dasa koi, Nitta Lila Shukamoy, Shadai Svaruka Moramana. Narottam Das says that the eternal pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, they are simply full of happiness. So may they always manifest, may they always be bright in my heart, in my mind. Yeah, anyone else? What inspires you particularly about Krishna? What especially do you like to think about Krishna? Anyone? Always grateful. Yeah, that's one of his names in Vishnu Sahasranama. Kritagya means very grateful. Little service, Krishna always remembers. So we discussed that this morning about Draupadi. When Krishna, who's the Supreme Lord, but he, in his Leela, he had a little cut on his finger. So Draupadi took from her sari some cloth and tied that up. So remembering that, Krishna, when Draupadi was in need, he supplied her unlimited cloth. Krishna is grateful. He never forgets. Little service, Krishna never forgets. Little sincere service, Krishna never forgets that. He doesn't need anything from anyone, but he plays as if he is dependent upon his devotees. And little service, alpo seva bahu mane. He takes it to be very great. We can't actually do anything for Krishna. He's doing everything for us. But he places himself as if dependent upon us. And he's actually very grateful for any service performed. So what a great quality. Krishna is so grateful. That's also stated in Shastra that anyone who's not grateful, they're the worst person. If someone does something for us and we don't reciprocate, that's the worst thing. That Lakshman told Vali when Vali was supposed to bring his forces to help Ramachandra, but he was just enjoying himself. So Lakshman went there very angrily and told him, "What are you doing? You're supposed to be." He told him, "You're so ungrateful. It's the worst quality." And Vali said, "I was just waiting for the rainy season to end, and then we'll come."
It was Sugriva.
Sugriva, sorry. Vali was already dead. That was the point. Rama had killed Vali. Then it's also stated in Mahabharata that even the jackals won't eat the dead body of someone who's ungrateful. So Krishna is just the opposite. He's the most grateful. So what else? Krishna has unlimited qualities, so we should be able to think of some. He's also a trickster. Yeah, most tricky person. Don't mess with Krishna. He can trick you. He's always doing strange, unexpected things. Can you give some example? Sorry, I couldn't hear. Oh, right, we just read that. Yeah, yeah. Intimate pastimes, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Krishna plays tricks on his devotees to make them more and more frustrated with him and more loving him. Yeah, so many tricks. Krishna plays. Tricky person. So many wonderful things. Wonderful Krishna. Srila Prabhupada titled one of the chapters in his Krishna book, Wonderful Krishna. All the residents of Vrindavan, they came together one time and I was saying, oh, how wonderful is Krishna. What a wonderful child he is. Since Krishna was born, they never had any peace. There's always one demon after another, one problem after another, getting caught in the forest fire. But always Krishna was saving them, and their love for Krishna was just deepening at every moment. So that's what we should desire, that our love for Krishna increases. Of course, we have to get free from the attraction to this material world also. As Lord Jesus famously said, you cannot love God and love mammon. Mammon means material attraction. Can't have both. We have to cultivate that by the process of sadhana. The material desires are there, but by cultivating Krishna consciousness, then Bishaya Charya Kobi, Shuddha Hobeman. No, what is that? When we give up material desires, then the material sense gratification, the mind becomes pure. Tobe Hama Haribo Sri Vrindavan. Then I will be able to see Vrindavan. So, everything is possible. This, although we're very tiny, insignificant living beings, by the mercy of Krishna, which is received through his devotees, then we can go to the spiritual world and live with Krishna. We have to decide if we want to do that, or if we want to stay here, what do we want? We can go there, but we have to have no other desire than to be in the spiritual world with Krishna, to serve Krishna, just to serve Krishna. Any other thoughts? What do you like about Krishna? You like his childhood pastimes. All right, you're allowed to like more than one thing. Anyone? What about young girls? When he steals the butter. What would you say if you went home and all the butter in your fridge was gone? You think Krishna stole it. No butter for you. You wouldn't mind? You'd ask your mother to go and get some more. I don't know if Krishna will take this salty butter. Krishna likes to take fresh butter with this Mishri. What do you call that in English? Sugar candy. That's how he likes to take sweet butter. Did you ever take that, sweet butter? No? You can ask your mother. Then you have to get the unsalted and mix that. But that butter is completely different, actually, isn't it? Different. He's got good digestion, Krishna, isn't it? He eats a lot. All the devotees offer him so many items, so many things. Big feast. He digests it nicely. All over the world, devotees are offering so many preparations to Krishna. He digests it all. Aniyo, bring more. He's always ready to eat. He accepts the loving offerings of his devotees. Srila Prabhupada said that. This is the best religion. You become purified just by eating. You make spiritual advancement just by eating. It means taking Krishna prasadam. So just by taking Krishna prasadam, we make spiritual advancement. That's nice, isn't it? There was one incident that Srila Prabhupada was at a program in India, and there are so many swamis speaking on and 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 these boring mayavadis. And Srila Prabhupada, then his term came at the end. So he just took one sweet and he said, "You're talking so many things, we'll just take some sweet offered to Krishna. We'll make spiritual advancement." Then he had his disciples do kirtan. That's all. We'll take prasad, chant Hare Krishna, and you can talk on and on and on and on and on. Boring. Aham brahmasmi, brahmasmi aham. What else can you say? There's not much else. But Krishna consciousness is full of juice, sweet. Anyone else? What would you do if you found Krishna stealing your butter? What do you think you'd do? All the gopis, they chase him with a stick. Would you do that?
No.
You wouldn't chase him with a stick. He's bigger than you. It's the big grown-up gopis, they do that. What would you do? Ask him to give it back? No? You give him a kiss? No? You wouldn't want to give Krishna a kiss either. No. Can't imagine. All right. Anyone else? You like when Krishna plays the flute? Oh, that's nice. Can you play the flute?
No.
Your wife plays the flute. I see. What is the sound of that flute? It's so attractive. Krishna's flute. Very ordinary instrument, just made out of some bamboo wood. But that's... What do you say? Like a whistle. I think it's more melodious than a whistle. Same principle. You blow in a tube and some sound comes out. But it's more melodious than a whistle. Very sweet. Very sweet sound. Very attractive sound. What do you like about Krishna? What did he say? Looking for his mother. Sees Krishna and his mother. To the young children, the parents are like God. They give everything, they look after you. If you're naughty, they give you a slap, maybe. So, what else is there to say? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sing. Oh, just right on time.